Don't turn the podcast on. Mental spread joy. I saw lots of fun. But positive things that are going on. And give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come down, turn on.
Hey everyone. Hopefully you're all doing fine. We,
Leah
and Sabrina, your hosts of this February edition, are delighted to accompany you through the specialties of this month's podcast.
Therefore, we want to dedicate our main focus on brightening up your day so that we conjure a radiant smile on your face. Lean back and enjoy it.
Our table of content is structured as follows. Firstly, some quotes should get you into the right, of course, joyful mood.
Secondly, with the help of our articles, we want to draw your attention to the positive events that are going on in the world.
These are followed by a survey regarding a specific person who brings joy into your life.
Then we have a special challenge in terms of carnival food.
Next, an interview with Ms. Davina, who presents a highlight in our podcast.
And of course, there are some special days to celebrate in March. And last but not least, be prepared for some jokes.
Because it is carnival season and you're probably wondering which costumes you're gonna wear, we want to remind you that the prettiest thing you can wear is a smile. Therefore, we've prepared some funny quotes for you.
Don't give up on your dreams. Keep sleeping.
Lazy is such an ugly word. I prefer to call it selective participation.
Life is short. Smile while you still have teeth.
Now you get to know about the positive events that are going on in the world. Food too good to go. Every day, huge amounts of food are thrown away as a result of overproduction. Restaurants and bakeries dispose of uneaten meals and foods that have passed their best before date. In order to tackle this problem, an app called Too Good To Go has been introduced, which can be seen as a breakthrough in terms of food waste. Too Good To Go was launched in 2016, but has gained considerable attention over the years. So far, about 22 million people have downloaded the app, and many more seem to follow. Generally, the app offers users in 14 European countries access to safe-to-eat food that would have been thrown away from participating suppliers. With the app, users can see which outlets in their neighborhood have extra food that can then be picked up at closing time. Besides the fact that Too Good To Go has an immense impact on the reduction of wasted food, the app also helps people with little income, as the price is only a third of the regular price. Too Good To Go highlights the importance of reducing food waste with their message. Our mission is a world where food produced is food consumed. So let's all help together to ensure that our precious food does not end up in the bin. Lego used for wheelchair ramps. 62-year-old Rita Ebel has set an impressive example regarding the obstacles and barriers that must be faced by people in wheelchairs. Disabled by a car accident, the grandmother from Germany has been frustrated by the large number of cafes and shops that are inaccessible to wheelchair users. Therefore, she came up with a rather simple solution to the problem: building wheelchair ramps made of Lego.
With the support of her husband, she built dozens of Lego ramps for shop entrances, which are not only sensible, but also eye-catching due to the brightly colored plastic bricks. With this intriguing idea, Abel wants to sensitize the world to barrier-free movement and raise awareness for the difficulties of impaired people. Italy's oldest graduate. Never stop dreaming and keep pursuing your dreams. This was probably the decisive quote that prompted 96-year-old Giuseppe Patiano to achieve his goals and become Italy's oldest graduate. He was even awarded first-class honors in philosophy from the University of Palermo in Sicily. Prevented from attending university when younger by war and poverty, Giuseppe finally enrolled in the year 2017. Studying at university has always been one of his greatest hopes and was of utmost importance for him. But as the eldest of seven siblings, he had to help his father to earn the living. Even when he got older, Giuseppe still had an overwhelming desire to read, study, and learn. Despite the fact that lots of people remained skeptical about his ambitions, he kept a stiff upper lip. Patiano considers the day of his graduation as one of the happiest days of his entire life, which was worth all the trouble. Despite his age, Patiano fulfilled his dream and believed in his ability to pursue his ambitions. Definitely a true inspiration to all of us.
Let's move on with Mr. and Mrs. Happiness. As you already know, we asked people to tell us about their Mr. and Mrs. Happiness, a person who is their own sunshine.
Well, actually, there are three Mr. Happies in my life. They are my husband and my two sons. It's their being that makes me feel good anytime, you know. Even when I'm in a sad mood, as soon as I see one of them, it's just like sunshine after rain.
My Miss Happiness is one of my closest friends, Magdi. She can put a smile on my face even when I'm feeling down. Also, her silly dance moves and jokes bring so much joy into my life. It's as if she shines brighter than the sun at any second of the day.
My Mrs. Happiness is not a human. She's my cute little dog, Trixie. She brings joy to my life, and every time I saw her, I just have to smile. She makes me very, very happy. She's so full of positive energy. I just love her.
My Mrs. Happiness is my mother, because she always makes me laugh and always supports me in everything.
Well, my Mr. Happiness is my brother Killian. He makes me smile, he makes me laugh with his silly jokes. He just makes the day better, and he exudes happiness like no others.
My Mrs. Happiness is my mom, because I can talk to her about everything and she always helps me out in difficult situations.
Well, for me it's not easy to tell who my Mr. or Mrs. Happiness is. For me it's sometimes a friend or a family member.
My Mr. and Mrs. Happiness are all the people that have ever made me laugh.
My Mrs. Happiness is Julia, because she is such a funny person. She always supports me and she shines like the sun. Furthermore, I can tell her everything and she is always there for me. I am so thankful to have her.
My Mrs. Happiness is Hayley Madigan, because she is such a wonderful and lovely person and she supports women to find their confidence and shows everyone that all bodies are wonderful. And she brings a lot of joy in my life.
I think for me, my Mrs. Happiness is my cat, Jackie. I know it maybe sounds kind of strange, but whenever I'm feeling not good, she's on my side and I'm happy, no matter how I was feeling before. So summarized, she always gives me a reason to smile.
My Mrs. Happiness is my friend Leah, because she listens to everything I say, her jokes make me laugh, and she sees the best in everything and everyone. Together, we are a good team and our trips are pretty funny, so I have wonderful memories.
My Mrs. Happiness is my mother, because she's always happy and furthermore always tries to make the best out of a situation.
My Mr. Happiness is Max because he always makes self-made jokes, which are not always good, but mostly funny anyway.
I really wish I could learn how to juggle like the carnival guys, but I don't think I have the balls to do it.
Why do cannibals not eat clowns? Because they taste funny.
Each of you knows the famous donuts that we all love, young or old, every year at Carnival. In the February podcast, we have a task for you that goes as follows. Go to the supermarket of your choice and buy a delicious donut. To make this donut unique, please decorate it with anything you can think of.
For example, marshmallows,
fruits,
chocolate,
eggs,
sausages,
or spinach.
Your creativity knows no bounds. Let us, the Good Mood podcast team, see your funny creations. Take a picture and send it to us via the Good Mood email. We look forward very much to your
crazy ideas!
Mr. Wiener was so kind to be a special guest for this podcast and therefore endured lots of questions. So be excited for his intriguing stories that will blow your mind. Have fun!
First of all, we wanted to express our immense gratitude as it is a great honor for us having you as our special guest of this February edition.
Oh, let me say that it's a great pleasure for me that you invited me. And I warn you, my English is very, very bad sometimes.
So, without any further ado, let's get right into this interview. In your opinion, what specific personality traits are necessary for teachers to be successful?
That's a very interesting question. First of all, I think it's to be authentic, to be straightforward, and to have a special sense of humor. I think you need it as a teacher,
true.
As well as a pupil or a student. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of pursuing a different career? If yes, why did you decide to become a teacher instead?
Yes, my mother wanted me to become a medical doctor. Therefore, I started to study medicine in Innsbruck. Well, to protect the world against myself, I cancelled after 3 semesters. And then I changed into German language, philosophy, music. But definitely I wanted to get famous as a piano-playing stand-up comedian. But then the first child and then the second of my 2 children came. And I watched money in my pocket and then I decided to become a teacher, and it was, I think, the best decision I ever had, because it's like stand-up comedy but with daily audience.
That's nice, yes. Moreover, what do you like the most about teaching young people?
Well, there are many reasons why I like it. It's one of my favorite aims that I want to bridge the gap between the young and the old generation. And that's what you can if you're teaching. You have young people from the age of 10 years until the age of 20, if you have a school career like I had.
Tell us more about your hidden talents.
If I have talents, they are not hidden. I know, there's not more, I'm sorry.
So, what achievements are you particularly proud of? Have these achievements influenced the person that you embody today?
Yes, I recognize the moment of love at first sight. Yeah? And that's very important. The woman who became my wife later on, it was in front of a audience at the university. We had a common friend and he made us acquainted. And in this moment, I recognized that's a lifelong love. And that I didn't forget that moment and that I reacted in making me interesting for this person and say, and she told me she had the same experience and that we had a very, very special time for 36 years and we have two wonderful children and, well, what can you expect more from life?
That's a wonderful story.
Yes, it is. If you had the opportunity to meet your idol, who would it be and what would you ask him or her?
That would be a great miracle if I could ask him because this person is dead. It would be Georg Kreisler. Georg Kreisler was one of the most famous Austrian, in German we say Kabarettist. Yeah? And he was, I think, the greatest genius in this branch. And he wrote many, many songs and could plays. And I would like to ask him very many things. We would have his 100th anniversary next year. And I intend to combine some of his couplets and to train and to sing. And then I would like to sing it for a little group of people. And that's what I would ask him in the preparation for this evening.
What is your favorite quote that illustrates your attitude towards life?
There's some, perhaps Goethe's Faust. Nun stehe ich da, ich armer Tor und bin so klug als wie zuvor. Or perhaps a better one, be straight with yourself, but lenient with others.
That's inspiring.
Is there anything extraordinary you are keen on trying out in the future?
Well, on the 1st May of 2023, my time in the school has an end. And I want to follow the trace of a Jewish philosopher called Leopold Kohr. He's not very famous and he hasn't quite a great work left for us. But there's a little community in Neukirchen am Großvenediger who want to keep the memory to this man. Therefore, I want to go per pedes to Slovenia or Croatia or Italy or later on, that's my what I call Germania Magna, through German language to German culture, through German philosophy, and see my grandson or granddaughter, because we don't know what it will be, who will raise up in July. And that's what I want to see, how he and further on some others grow up. Yeah.
That's really, really intriguing. Let's continue with some either or questions. Schiller or Goethe?
Both. Definitely both.
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Writing comments or opinion speeches?
Writing comments, but holding opinion speeches no one wants to hear.
Sense or sensibility?
Oh, same like Schiller and Goethe, both.
In terms of food, yeah. Greek or Italian food?
I don't care, as long as there is plenty.
And last but not least, the Big Bang Theory or Pretty Woman?
Okay. Bah. Okay. I like Big Bang Theory because there's a lot of sarcasm in it. But I'm a great, I think, the world greatest fan of Julia Roberts. Yeah? That's the woman with the mouth from one ear to the other. And I like Pretty Woman. I've seen it, I think, 100 times.
So, well, that's pretty cool. And that leads us to the end of our interview. Thanks a lot for taking your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interesting questions. And I don't hope it will only remain in the heads of those who heard it. He likes Julia Roberts.
We would like to make you familiar with some special days that occur in March. First of all, the 3rd of March. That I want you to be happy day. So this is not about you guys, but about making someone you love happy. So go out and do it. Next is the 11th of March, the Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. So take out your favorite special waffle recipe and relish this deliciousy. The 15th of March is the official nap day. So it can't hurt to rest a little on this day. Last is the 19th of March, the Let's Laugh Day. So laugh a lot and make others and yourself smile and happy.
When I moved into my new igloo, my friends threw me a surprise housewarming party. Now I'm homeless.
Why did the donut go to the dentist? It needed a filling. These funny jokes lead us to the end of our Good Mood February edition. Hopefully, we could spread good vibes. And don't forget,
never stop smiling!
Come down, turn up a test on. We want to spread joy, a solace and fun. The positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn up a test on. Come on, come down, turn up a test on.